NFL protests during the national anthem increased last week after President Trump said the players should be fired for kneeling. Protests during the anthem began last year with former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who wanted to bring awareness to racial injustice and police brutality. The issue has become a hot topic around our country, and Winthrop University political science professor Dr. Scott Huffman said that at this point, people discussing the topic are simply talking past each other.
When one side tries to explain, here's how I feel about it, and the other side says, but you're just wrong, that's not what it's about, and the other side says, here's what it's about, the first side will say, that's not what you're doing. And it is exactly, you know, as you said, people who are seeing it as spitting on the graves of soldiers who died versus those who say it's absolutely not about that at all.
The First Amendment allows these protests to occur. However, Dr. Huffman points out that the players are not exempt from being cut.
The First Amendment only protects you from the government, right? It's a civil liberty. Your freedom of speech is technically, it's not a civil right. It's a civil liberty, meaning that the government can't tell you you're not allowed to say things. But you know what? Your employer can. Your employer can say, you know what? I don't think you're representing my company very well. You're fired.
Dr. Huffman said that the day that this cuts into NFL profits, action may be taken. However, viewership was up last week.